Now, welcome on to the call, the head coach at the University of Maine, Jordan Stevens. Good morning, Jordan.
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning. A 45-20 setback for your guys to Villanova on last Saturday as you've gone back and looked at that tape. Just give me your impressions on the game.
Yeah, I thought, you know, just starting with us, I mean, didn't get off to the right start. And, you know, we really had a chance to respond. And I didn't think we did early in the game. And that really, kind of snowballed from there. And we weren't able to get back in the game. We did at one point in the second half, but at that time, you know, we are pretty settled into where the game was going, and we didn't make plays when we needed to. Too many big plays. We gave up on defense, and you know, didn't really convert on offense to put us in a position to score. I thought their quarterback Connor Watkins, I mean, he did an outstanding job in extending plays, and whether it was on third down, but just keeping drives alive and converting. And as I said last week, I mean, his ability to get the ball down the field, whether it's with his legs or his arms, he was able to do that. And Jaron Herrick, you know, he did a great job as well. So, you know, there's a lot to look at, to learn from and to build on, but, you know, we obviously expect to play better and, you know, we'll work to do that this week.
All right. Your first question this morning from Larry Mahoney. Good morning, Larry.
Morning, Rob. Morning, Coach. How you doing?
Good, Larry. How you doing?
Good. Just obviously defensively 97th among 123 teams, that giving up 36 points a game. Passing defense has been pretty good. Rush defense is 94th. What do you do? Do you make personnel changes? Do you look at different defensive schemes, or do you sort of apply it into the fact that, you know, you've played a really tough four-game schedule so far? How do you get your defense more consistent? Thanks.
Yeah, I think, I mean, there was, you look back at the BC game and at points in the Colgate game, I thought we did a nice job versus the run. That's Villanova is a great team on the ground and did a nice job. So, but yeah, we need to play more guys at certain positions, and we're going to be doing that. We have to get more hands on deck, more guys involved, and that way we can have guys on the field that are fresh and ready to play. So, we're working through that process right now.
Jordan, you touched on your opening statement about getting back in the game. You guys hit the pass to Xavier Scott, got you back to 24-14 with a couple of minutes to go in the first half, and Villanova is able to get that quick touchdown right before the half to get the lead back to 17. How big was that that play momentum-wise?
Yeah, that was, you know, obviously being able to win right before the half and to start the second half is important, you know, within the game. And, it's certainly, we had the opportunity to do that because we got the ball to start the second half, but didn't come through. So, a lot of things to learn from that and to build on. And, you know, we just need to be better in those situations of closing out either the half or starting the second half.
Offensively, Joe, with 192 yards and a couple of touchdowns, you also scored on that nice sort of halfback pass from Elijah. Just talk about the day offensively and how you thought your team played.
I mean, I thought offensively we played well. The only times we didn't play well is when we get behind early in the series, and whether it's pre-snap penalties, which we minimize those, we've done a better job with our pre-snap penalties and keeping ourselves on pace offensively. I think there's some points we just need to do a better job of finishing out drives, being able to convert and really be able to put the ball in the end zone. I thought our run game improved. There's some things there that we can lean on moving forward, and we know who our guys are that we can lean on offensively to make plays, just giving them time, which we did. We didn't let up any sacks this game, and I thought we did a nice job protecting Joe and giving him time to throw the ball. Just converting on some of those situations, whether it's third down, or getting in that high red zone where we need to just continue to push forth and push through that that area of the field.
Question for you from Travis Lee. Good morning, Travis.
Hey, good morning. Hey, Jordan. You know, Larry alluded to the very difficult schedule to start the year. How much do you have to invest in building up the psyche of the guys, you know, letting them know that, you know, it's only one game into the conference schedule and, you know, this, you know, it's a long season ahead, and what maybe they've gone through is going to help them in the long run.
Yeah. I mean, really not looking back at the schedule, you know, or, you know, using that as any type of crutch, but certainly, you know, we have a lot ahead of us and we have a lot, you know, we have everything to look forward to here, starting with this week, with going down to Hampton and a great opponent and an opportunity for us to get back on the field. And I know all the players, coaches, everyone's, you know, excited to prepare and get back out on the field. But, you know, at this point, we're really just keeping things, you know, to the facts of what we need to improve and what we need to get better at, you know, in doing that in a positive way, because we do have the right pieces. I think we do have the right guys, but just we need to execute better. We need to finish better. We need to strain and give ourselves an opportunity to play with a lead throughout the game, or at least be in a game where we can go back and forth.
Jordan, you touched on the running game. You guys run for 108 yards on 22 carries, so almost 5 yards a carry. Like you said, a pretty good performance. How much did the nature of the score of the game dictate you maybe not being able to use that maybe as much as you would have liked?
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly it. I mean, we thought we ran the ball really well in the beginning, and then, you know, getting to where the game was in the second half, we weren't able to just, you know, grind out the run game. So, but some things there with Elijah Barnwell, Freddie Brock, you know, getting Xavier Scott even involved in the run game, and then being able to, you guys like John Gay. So we have a number of guys that can carry the ball, and we're going to continue to build on that. And I think this was the most healthy we've been on our offensive line this year.
Got a follow up from Larry. Go ahead, Larry.
Yeah, you said health came out of that pretty well unscathed.
Yeah, we're healthy coming out of the game.
Okay, tell us about Hampton. What type of team are they?
Yeah, Hampton.
Thank you.
Yeah, physically, I mean, they stand out. Just their up front on both sides of the ball, their size, their length at receiver as well. And yeah, I know Jadakiss is a guy that stands out in terms of his length and his ability to make contested catches, win the 50-50 ball down the field. He's able to go up and get it. And, you know, so there's a lot of pieces there. They play hard. You know, there's a reason why they're 3-1 at this point, and, you know, done a great job, you know, to this point in the season. And we have our hands full in our preparation for them.
Jordan, Hampton is – alternated a couple of quarterbacks, one that's more of a thrower, Mays, and one that's more of a runner. As you look at them from a defensive standpoint, do you prepare two sort of different game plans depending on who's under center?
Yeah, just looking at, I mean, number one is does a great job of just extending plays. You know, their ability to run their draws and be timely with them and get the ball down the field. I don't, you know, right now we're still going through that, you know, how we'll prepare for each quarterback, but each certainly brings a different element and a level of confidence that you see, you know, with their teammates. They each go in there and they execute, and I think they feel comfortable with both.
Well, I'll let you go. As you look back on that game, certainly a highlight level play from Montego Moss on that one-handed touchdown catch. You probably have seen a few of those in practice over the days, but how good was that play that he made individually?
Yeah, he does that often. I mean, it's you know, as much as we're constantly harping on him to get two hands on the ball, he can certainly go and get it in tight windows with one hand. And, you know, I've said before, I mean, he's our most talented natural ball catcher, you know, can go get the ball at any point. But, yeah, that was good to see him finish that off.
All right, Jordan, thanks so much for the time this morning. Safe travels to Hampton, and we'll talk again next Monday.
Thanks, Rob. Have a good week.
All right, you too.